he was creepy in his private life.
Now, the
BTK killer terrorized the community for 40 years. He sold
candy. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed.
A real personality.
This is the America
You're defending your physical being. You're defending your safety.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly.
And Sue had a sack last night. It was legal.
At 4705 Parrot Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult. And for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rachtherapy.com.
And he's really strong.
303-3731188.
Not all football players are super violent. Michael Strahan now hosts a show next to Kelly Ripa.
Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home.
They're more
Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine.
He was friends with many quarterbacks.
Let's show
he
our country we care. This message from CINN stations and all.
But when I watch
Godspeed to our fighting men and women,
last night,
and thanking
many of
them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
It reminds me of the early days of MMA. I remember the first time I watched mixed martial arts. I was in a sports bar in San Francisco called The Condor. And I was with my friends, Brian and Nancy. And we were in San Francisco for the weekend, you know, doing the wine country, hanging out. Down at the wharf. Great city, by the way. Sure you know that. And we went to watch like an NBA game or something, football game. And the game ended and MMA came on. This was the very, very, very early days of MMA. And the people who filed in to the sports bar to watch MMA, you know, their cheekbones, eyes didn't line up. You know, the kind of people that watch, like, death tapes on the internet. People who could actually watch somebody torture an animal. You know, just doesn't quite, not kind of people you kind of want to be around. They're the kind of guy that will email me today. I love violence. Tear his head off. Generally, FBI stats prove less educated people, more prone to violence, and more prone to accept and view violence. Not my opinion. Look it up on Google FBI stats. Michael Strahan off the field, likable, funny, and warm. Sue off the field has had several incidents.
Thanks for having me, Stan.
Road rage.
Why don't you just
that doesn't mean he's a horrible human being. It doesn't mean he's dumb or anything.
About the work that you've
but
done.
Football unveils the truth.
I have a
Who
background
you are
in renewable
on
energy.
And off the field will eventually be unveiled.
I worked on one of the first solar
LT was a freight train on it.
Continental U.S.
Eventually,
when I moved
same
to Northern California
off.
To try to get away
Ryan
from
Lee,
dirty air.
Michael Vick, Cam Newton.
I built a large
immaturity off the field. Immaturity on.
It was a cover article of the world's largest
renewable
energy
magazine. It's not that Sue was illegal last night. That's my background. Anger plus violence.
To lose,
not much technique.
40, 50,
several run-ins off the field.
Sometimes 70,
it's who he is.
Of my
and you can't hide from yourself in football.
Whatever these aircraft were
because when you
overhead,
add violence and fear and speed
days, I began my research
and personal safety and protection into any career, eventually we'll see who you are.
Now, basically,
been lots of guys in lots of businesses who hide who they are for 40
spray.
Years.
Is that right?
Spraying of particulates.
When's the last time you heard about a football player?
In the atmosphere
wow.
Called aerosol.
That is shocking.
People don't realize that. They
Tom
think it's
Brady's
a gas
getting
or
into bar fights off the field.
But that's a fine particulate suspended in the atmosphere. And that is the express
Ryan Leaf,
purpose
a mess
of
on
engineering
it.
Patents to fill
yes,
the sky with aerosol.
Cam Newton immature off
various
it.
Weather manipulation
They're
purposes. And to obscure the
Sue
sun.
Sue some violence off it.
Try to slow climate
well, you know
change.
Some violence.
Well, no, is this?
It unveils the truth.
Normal
opening rant in the herd brought to you by Regis. You know, first impressions, your fully furnished Regis office includes a receptionist to greet your clients and answer your phones. Call Regis now 2 months free at 1-800-OFFICES. I picked the St. Louis Cardinals and the Detroit Tigers in the World Series. Congrats to San Francisco, a great city and a great baseball team. Let me tell you a story about Bruce Bochy, who was the manager of the San Francisco Giants. So out of college,
trails,
I was lucky enough to get a job with the Las Vegas
trails.
Stars,
and
who happened
all
to be
indicates,
the AAA affiliate.
And statements from GEO engineers.
Yes, the AAA affiliate, the San Diego Padres. Well, that's where Bruce Bochy played.
And
then in the mid to late 80s, Bruce Bochy retired from the Padres. And the Padres loved him as a guy and as a player, and they put him into the minor league system.
Of 20
coach,
million
manager.
Tons of aluminum
what do you know?
Nanoparticles annually.
I was in Las Vegas
higher, but
doing an inning or two of play-by-play and selling ads, and Bruce Bochy became
much,
a member
much
of
more material than
the team I was broadcasting.
The jet engines, is
here's
filling
my Bruce
our skies.
Story.
I mean,
not only is he a great
quantities
guy,
are
reminds
are
me a little bit of, this is an old name, Frank Howard.
Well, basically,
a lot of you guys over 50, 60 years old know who Frank Howard was. Gentle giant,
in
strongest
space,
guy in the game. Everybody loved him.
Control,
would have been frightening if he had a bad chip on his shoulder or mean. That was Bruce Bochy. Thank God he's a nice guy.
Of numerous
warm, compassionate. Thank God.
Because
that guy's a refrigerator in the head.
He is total.
I mean, that guy is just built.
And Bochy
was coaching or managing. I forget if he was the manager or the coach. It was like 25 years ago, late 80s. And
it comes at a cost of a worsened overall.
I'm flying to Colorado Springs.
Stops the hydrological cycle.
The team said, Colin, we'll put you on a flight. We'll let you go on a road trip if you can sell so many ads. I did. Got on the flight. And Bochy was right across from me, and so was a kid named Sean Abner, who at one point was the number one pick of the New York Mets, never panned out. Athletic outfielder, couldn't hit, never panned out.
Well, now, where can people
and so Bochy and Sean Abner, this is 25, 20 years ago, start talking. And I had a fear of flying.
They can
at the time,
find it a number of ways. If you,
and I kind of nervous.
Google
so I was trying to talk.
Engineering patents,
so I'd get over my nerves. Anybody want to talk? Couldn't just sit there and watch. Kind of freaking out. So I start talking to Bochy and Sean Abner, and they're playing this game. And I'm like, what is that?
And those patents are listed.
It's like 80s.
One of our files
what
there.
What is that?
But
and they're like, it's this new
online.
Thing.
And again, the
it's
data
called rotisserie baseball. And I'm like, I've heard of rotisserie chicken.
Existence of
what,
these
what is rotisserie baseball? And they started explaining it to
and
me. And I'm like, this is a lot of work.
This
is not going to work for me.
The planet and
it was the first time
with these programs.
I'd ever heard anybody talk about
but
fantasy sports. It was back in the mid to late 80s. And remember, in 1989 was the first public open fantasy baseball game.
CBS.
People in the early 80s, during the baseball strike, you know, baseball writers would write columns about it. But here I was, Bochy, Sean Abner, talking rotisserie baseball. And I'm like, God, this is just for nerds. This thing will never last. Fantasy sports? You know, 20 years later, more than that, look how huge fantasy football is. Look how gigantic fantasy sports are. But Bruce Bochy was in on it at the ground floor.
Scenario where...
It was the first column
again,
was wrong
data,
ever. Ever documented. Boy, I was wrong on that
programs
one.
Exist,
classy guy.
No mainstream media
wonderful
will
human being.
Their sponsors are Lockheed.
Really
Raytheon,
respected in baseball.
Industry,
and so a great baseball city and a great baseball man. And we'll have a nice World Series here. We'll take the Tigers and their starting pitching. Couldn't happen to a better dude. Coming up next, Monday Night
NOAA,
Magic for the Bears. A season-changing injury for one NFL team. Span the globe. Next in the herd on ESPN Radio.
Alarmed as they can be.
The 2012 World Series
no First Amendment
begins Wednesday
employees.
On ESPN Radio.
And they won't speak out. They're afraid to speak out. California,
IBM System
example,
X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these,
been
and another these.
In Sacramento.
Different companies with one thing in common. IBM System X, x86 servers. They're flexible,
EPA,
affordable,
example,
and high-performant, with the System X3650M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Well, hey there, Colin Coward, host of The Herd. As you know, I've been a big fan of Vizio TVs for years now. And today, folks, I'm excited to tell you about their new line of innovative personal computers. From the sleek all-in-one PC to the razor-thin design of the thin and light Ultrabook. Vizio has
the
PC industry buzzing. In fact,
the
Vizio Thin and Light Ultrabook was just awarded 4.5 out of 5 stars from PC World. Go to Vizio.com/computing to learn more.
Now. And this
here's
is
your KNBR
the
Sports Update on KNBR 1050.
I'm Ted Ramey with your KNBR 1050 Sports Update brought to you by 7-Eleven. Election Day is November 6th, so keep those votes coming in the 7-Eleven. Every fresh, delicious cup of 7-Eleven coffee you buy in a red or blue cup counts. And if you're just voting for great flavor, grab a green cup instead. Only at 7-Eleven. Gregor Blanco once again made a nice play in the field for Matt Cain.
Cain throws to Craig. Swinging the drive in the left center field. Blanco on the move. Blanco's going to run it down to end the inning.
You're looking at more of what
when it first left the bat, it looked like it was going
to
be in the gap. But the terrific speed of Gregor Blanco was Cain out of the 12
and
third.
When Matt Cain was not at his best, but he fought battle through every pitch of 5 2/3 shutout innings, and the Giants bullpen did not flinch, shutting down St. Louis the rest of the way. The Giants win 9-0. Marco Scudero is your NLCS MVP. Game one of the World Series will be Wednesday at 5:05 on KMBR 680. The Padres announced yesterday that they are moving in the fences at Petco Park. In right field, the wall will come in 11 feet and will be lowered to a height of 8 feet. Left center will be moved from 402 feet to 390 feet. The visitors' bullpen will be moved off the field. The Bears' defense kept the Lions off the board until the fourth quarter, and the Bears' Matt Forte led the way on the ground with 96 yards rushing.
Ladies
the Bears
and gentlemen,
win their fourth
Mr.
straight
Tom
game,
Phillips,
13-7 over the Lions. In addition to the loss, the Lions got bad news that their receiver Nate Burleson broke his leg, making his lone catch of the night.
And worn
out for the year. Maurice Jones-Drew has been ruled out for week 8 and possibly an extended period of time with what could be a Lisp Frank injury. It's possible that MPD could miss the rest of the year.
Knew
it was coming. Roger Goodell said the NFL is considering dropping the Pro Bowl if the level of play does not improve.
If you have a sickness or disease,
let's sports on America's number one sports station, KNBR 1050 Sports
League. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado.
Friedman's Appliance can help you score on your next home appliance. Their DCS Outdoor Grills provide the latest grilling technology for the ultimate in outdoor cooking performance. Purchase any 36 or 48-inch grill and receive a free side burner. Friedman's Appliance offers a 100-day price guarantee and free delivery. Visit their 25,000-square-foot showroom in Pleasant Hill off the 680 Monument exit. Friedman'sAppliance.com. Friedman's Appliance. Now that's home field advantage.
Touchdown, Friedman's!
Here,
hey everybody, it's Brian Murphy here, and I'm just hanging out with David Hollander of the law offices of Hollander and Hollander. And David, I know you're doing some really great work on behalf of our veterans. Could you tell me about the latest benefit that you guys uncovered?
Murph, it's incredible. There's a little-known tax-free benefit for our veterans that they probably don't even know about. As a veteran or a spouse of a veteran, you can receive these tax-free dollars to be used for care in a nursing home, assisted living, or even your home. It can really save you a lot of money in retirement. So if you're a veteran, or even if you have a sibling, a parent, or a friend who's a veteran, have them call us for a free consultation to see if they're eligible.
Attention veterans, call the law offices of Hollander & Hollander right now to see if you can qualify for this great tax-free benefit. Call 510-655-4848. 510-655-4848. Again, that number is 510-655-4888.
Hi, folks. Mike Kruko here. My old pal, Joe Putnam. So, Joe, I'm looking at the June scorecard for Buick sales in Northern California, and I see Putnam Buick right at the top. Atta, babe.
Thanks, Kruk. I've been selling and servicing Buicks here in Burlingame since 1965, and I love dealing with our Buick customers.
Folks, speaking of dealing, come to Putnam Buick in Burlingame and pick out a 2012 Buick LaCrosse with e-assist and just about power everything for less than $28,000.
That's right, Kruk. They're on sale for $28,995, less a $1,000 factory rebate. So your price is only $27,995.
And folks, if you're in the market for a compact luxury sedan, check out a Buick Verano. Putnam's got them on sale for only $22,495, less a $500 rebate. So your price is only $21,995. So just bring your pink slip and checkbook to Putnam Buick GMC in Burlingame or shop online at putnamgm.com.
Ends 8-3-1-12, LaCrosse VIN 344-507, Verano VIN 214-365.
Contractor score points online with Ferguson. Visit Ferguson.com/ProPlus. I've got a really bad feeling about something that's going to happen this weekend. Like a really bad feeling. Like I'm getting heat rashes and stuff. A really bad feeling. I will unveil that sometime today. Not feeling great about it. I just almost had nightmares last night. Seriously. Last night the Chicago, the Bears are the exact opposite of the Atlanta Falcons. They dominate people and barely win. But in this Atlanta gets case, dominated
people think
and
about
wins.
Aluminum underarm deodorant.
So the Bears look really good last night. Let's span the globe.
Inhaling aluminum.
We do it every day this time. We call it our daily sports
page. And that's what we're talking about here. Aluminum nanoparticles that according to internationally recognized neuroscientist Russell Blaylock. You can look at his
Bears dominate the Lions. Jeff Dickerson, our friend at ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Did Jay Cutler, Jeff, answer some questions about his toughness last night getting up from the SUSAC?
programs.
You know, Colin, if there were any, he did. I mean, if you watch his entire career dating back to Denver, he's been extremely durable. And we've seen him take some fierce shots in Chicago since he got here in 2009. And he's hardly missed any game. So I think in most people's mind, the toughness thing wasn't really a factor anymore. But if you were still on the fence, I mean, what Sue did to him and for Cutler to actually get up, go right back in the game. Then he went to the locker room before halftime to get his ribs checked out. You know, played the entire second half, played okay. I mean, that showed you something. I had some teammates come up to me, Colin, in the locker room after the game and say, when they first saw that hit, they thought that Cutler had separated his shoulder.
Yeah.
That's just how severe Sue slammed him down. But, yeah, I think toughness is no longer an issue with Cutler. You can question his decision-making and other parts of his game, but he's a very tough guy. He proved it again last night.
I watched that Bears team, and I have him going to the Super Bowl, but every time I watch Matt Forte carry the ball, I hold my breath. It still feels like without him, they can't get there. With him, they've got a real shot. Do you feel the same way, or is that pinning too much on Forte?
No, I agree. I think the Bears have to run the football to be the team they want to be. I mean, when you're built on your defense, you got to have a good ground attack. And then if you take Forte out of the equation, you're putting more on Cutler. And then again, you're kind of, you know, further putting his decision-making out there and giving him, I think, too much autonomy. So, no, I think Matt Forte is absolutely a big key to this team. They ran the ball okay last night, had the early 39-yard run. He got a little banged up, too. He had his elbow checked down the sidelines, but he finished the game. Talked to him afterwards, he's okay. But no doubt about it, I mean, Forte is one of the premier players on that offense. And without him and Michael Bush, you know, kind of carrying the load there on the ground, the Bears are not going to reach their full potential. You're right.
Jeff Dickerson, ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Thanks.
Thanks, Colin.
San Francisco. A great city and a great Giants town is rewarded. San Francisco advancing to the World Series. Brian Murphy, KNBR, was there. Take us on a short 60-second voyage through the season. How surprised are you this team's in the series?
Nuclear weapons around the globe.
You wish you had a more romantic description than the one Brian gave. The general manager laid on the Giants, which was talking that they're cockroaches. Not a very, it doesn't really stir up like the big red machine or murderer's row or anything like that, but you know, if you look at it, Colin, you know, in April they lost Brian Wilson, their closer, to Tommy John. The Trey Sanchez, their second base from the World Series, never came back. They cobbled together a good season behind Buster Posey, and then were dealt a devastating blow when Melky Cabrera was suspended in August. The Dodgers made the huge blockbuster trade everybody thought would kill off the Giants, and yet here they are, falling down 0-2 to the Reds, 1-3 to the Cardinals. So I wish it was more romantic than an impossible to kill insect, but there's a certain resilience and a certain character.
Like John Bolton from the Obama administration calling for immediate war crimes.
Bruce Bochy, supporting the engineering on the record. Somebody like Sergio Romo or Hunter Pence, like but maybe it's a combination of all
calling for immediate war crime scale geoengineering.
Very Zito has shocked the world. Pitch break, expected to start on game one. What are you going to get? Verlander, Fister, you know, and Barry Zito. What are we going to get from
it? I just gave you the 60-second tour of the unlikeliness, and then it caps with Barry Zito, the guy who's left off the 2010 World Series roster, a guy who's rated as one of the biggest free agent busts in the history of free agency. Getting his reward, getting his sort of moment of triumph when he staved off elimination in St. Louis. Call that the game that's already taken on legendary sort of quasi-mythical status among the Giant fan base for how he pitched in St. Louis. So I think, amazingly, Giant fans look forward to a Zito-Verlander showdown. I mean, Zito's the kind of guy, you can't hit 81, 82. It drives these guys nuts. So they're looking forward to seeing Miguel Cabrera and Prince Fielder and Delmon Young tied up in knots by the new hero, Barry Zito.
Good talking to you, Brian. KNBR, Brian Murphy, morning show out there. Continued success, and what a great story for a great city. Thanks, man.
And thanks, Colin. Take care.
The NFL.
Charles Woodson out for the Green Bay Packers. Mike Florio, great site, ProFootballTalk.com. Go to it every day. All right, how much does losing Charles Woodson at this point in his career hurt the team, Mike?
Well, this is kind of like the Ravens losing Ray Lewis last year, at a point where the player is declining, the numbers aren't there for Charles Woodson like they used to be, but you lose some of that leadership. Last year, when the Ravens didn't have Ray Lewis temporarily. They were 4-0. Now, this year, they don't have him until further notice, possibly until the Super Bowl, if they even get there. For Charles Woodson, temporary absence, 4 to 6 weeks. Who's going to step up, provide that leadership? The production isn't the issue as much as the leadership. M.D. Jennings will step in as the safety. Now, it gets more complicated when they go into the nickel and he drops down to corner, but they're going to have to get by without him out there on the field. That's the big issue. Who steps up and fills that void?
Brady Quinn's going to get the start in Kansas City. He's never really been given kind of a full shot, has he?
A year ago, I guess we would call this sucking for luck, wouldn't we? I don't know. Maybe the goal is to get the number one overall pick. And here's the thing. He's never gotten a fair shot technically, but back in 2007, when he was a rookie and he plunged down into the 20s, he held out because he wanted a contract that would pay him like a top 10 guy once he became a starter. He got leapfrogged by Derek Anderson. When they dumped Charlie Fry after a week one debacle, then Anderson was the next man up. And Anderson played well enough to keep Brady Quinn on the bench, and it turned into a revolving door, and it was a big mess, and they ended up getting rid of both guys. So Quinn only has himself to blame for not getting in there in time to be the starter in 2007 when they gave up on Fry. So, yes, he hasn't gotten a fair chance, but yes, he's partially responsible for it. And now he gets a chance, and he's 5 years in, and is he going to be another Vinny Testaverde where at some point in the future he becomes what he was supposed to be? We'll find out. It's not like he's got a great team around him.
ProFootballTalk.com. I go there daily. Mike Florio has given us a few minutes. Thanks, Mike.
All right, see you.
That was Spanning the Globe on ESPN Radio.
Heard brought to you by
and we have a solid baseline for that
Jose Cuervo made with 100% estate-grown agave. And they've been around since 1795, which I think is older than the National League.
Large tree
I'm not sure, but I'm
here.
And I'm going to go with that.
The bioavailable aluminum, these particulates are so
great to be here today. We got a lot of good stuff coming up next. I'm not going to defend cheating.
Decimates those organisms.
Well, I sort of am.
We're seeing massive fungal problems here on many of the plants.
Okay, Greeny, here's the situation. There's 2 minutes on the clock. You got to score a hotel room now. Run the play. What? Go. Did you play without a helmet? Hey, I'm talking La Quinta.
Taking nutrients, so they die a slow, protracted death. This is what we see happening with the fir trees. So, again, it's poisoning the entire web of life from top to bottom. And we don't know what the long-term effects are. We see the effects already are horrific. So, as this continues to accumulate, the boreal forests are literally being killed by this exposure. And that's not to mention, again, the blocking of the sun, the altering of photosynthesis, and the incredible reduction in rainfall, which anybody can see this is going on around the globe. And what rain does fall is contaminated, so it's a very vicious cycle.
Well, now, certainly, are the people in Congress aware of what's going on? Are people within our government bureaucracy, does the average person really understand the implications of what's taking place?
I don't think that they do. They, like most bureaucrats, they're caught up in their own paradigm of pursuit of greed and their own personal interests. I've personally been in Barbara Boxer's office, and it was absolutely futile. You know, the system is bought, sold, and paid for, and I don't believe that they understand the totality of consequences from these programs, that they are, again, decimating our very thin atmosphere. The atmosphere is as thin as a layer of paint on a basketball. It's very thin, you know, as far as in comparison with how its thickness on the planet is comparable to what I just mentioned. Very thin layer being decimated by these programs. The ozone layer is being shredded. I'm not sure I mentioned that yet. Particulates in the upper atmosphere shred ozone. Many people can feel how hot the sun is on their face, and this is not their imagination. There's a massive northern hemisphere ozone hole now, in addition to the southern hemisphere ozone hole we've heard about for decades, and they're threatening to fire Canadian researchers that are part of this research team that are trying to disclose this. They're trying to hide this like they've done with these programs. So there is nothing in the web of life-supporting systems on the planet that's not being completely decimated. And back to your original question, I believe the bureaucrats are in their own little bubble and
helping this to happen, and they're paid or threatened to not open their mouth, one or the other. But nevertheless, these programs grind on and are literally putting life on Earth completely in the balance here.
Well, do we have any scientists who are willing to come forward and risk certainly losing their jobs to get the information out?
Very few. Again, Dr. Russell Blaylock, very courageous neuroscientist. You have former U.S. Forest Service biologist Francis Mangles, who has very courageously come forward. And we're hearing now, I got a phone call from a Norwegian researcher a week ago that they're testing there. And in fact, a point of mention for the toxicity, again, what they had done and tested and calculated was the amount of grass eaten by a horse or a cow over the course of a year based on the contamination that's now in that grass. It was a little bit less than a kilo of aluminum. And their livestock in Norway is sick, if you can imagine a place that you imagine to be very pristine. So, and because there's such a threat for anybody who does step forward, and one researcher, I think Jeff Rintz interviewed, if people are familiar with him, about 7 or 8 years ago, he did an interview and was found dead in his garage, apparent suicide 2 weeks later. This is the probable consequences for anybody within these programs that might step forward. So one can imagine it's hard to get somebody to. But to verify these programs, Stan, again, there is a mountain of data. If anybody goes to geoengineeringwatch.org, they can find a load of data there. If they search geoengineering patents or the geoengineering aerosols, diminished rain, or anything they can think of using the term geoengineering, they'll find a mountain of data to back up the reality.
Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'll be back in a moment. This is Dave.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013. Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Dane, and there are a lot of strange things going on. And we have a caller on the line. We'll take him just a moment. But, you know, the government agencies like the CDC has been buying up massive amounts of ammunition. Why would all these government agencies be buying up literally billions of rounds of ammunition? About a year ago, of course, it was very difficult to get freeze-dried food. The government was buying up massive amounts of freeze-dried food. Those of you who watched the films that Jesse Ventura put out, and you can still get them on the television, or you can get them from Jesse Ventura. At one point, they showed Alex Jones was showing pictures of massive fields of coffins, gigantic coffins, each one which would hold 4 bodies are sold, and our friend Bob Fletcher, we did a program with last night, he has pictures of about 500,000 coffins, each one able to contain 4 bodies, and they were in Georgia. They've been moved since that time, but this has been recently, very recently. Why would they be doing things like that? What do they know that you are not supposed to know, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, who is going to be in those coffins? What do they know is going to happen? Well, who do we have calling in online? Who's?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Matt in Northern Colorado.
Hi, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm really enjoying listening to Dane. He definitely seems like a foremost expert on this subject. I have a question for Dane in regard to where the money is coming from to fund these geoengineering programs. Is this money that's paid from the U.S. taxpayers to fund the Air Force, who then fund military contractors? Is this also something that people within the European Union are funding for geoengineering projects in Europe, or is this something that the UN is overseeing, or maybe all the above?
Let's get Dane's response. Dane, where's the money coming from? Do you have any idea?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for the call. No way to know the answer to a question like that, but I would say this. I mean, certainly all roads seem to lead back to some central control, the UN. All the NATO countries are at this. And as far as the funding goes, I would assume that, like everything else they need funds for, they just print whatever they need. That seems to be the black op funding method. So again, can't see behind the curtain on that one, Matt, but because all the NATO countries are involved and these programs do seem to be completely centrally coordinated, they would have to be, then I would say this goes back to what Dr. Stan has said, that the agenda behind these programs is probably vast. And population reduction certainly is happening. Whether that's something I don't talk about too much. I talk about the hard science facts regarding this, but certainly that is a consequence. And obviously they know what they're doing, so it's hard not to conclude that. And we know on that note that respiratory mortality in the continental U.S. went from 8th on the list of mortality to 3rd in 5 years, from 2005 to 2010. So certainly, the population is being reduced already, and in these, again, who's funding these? Back to that, anybody's guess as to the exact source, Matt. But typically, we've seen they just print whatever they need, and that's the best estimate I could give you.
And they have the Office of Homeland Security that has $40 billion. We have FEMA. We have all sorts of block budgets. We have CIA budgets that no one is ever allowed to know. So there's no way to know where all the money's coming from, but believe me, it's being used in the population control program.
One thing I might add to that for Matt, Stan, is that we do see there's Project Cloverleaf. People can look that up online, and that appears to be a program to keep non-profitable commercial carriers in the air, which disperse a smaller payload, but to keep those aircraft flying as well to participate in these programs. There's quite a bit of data to back up the existence of that program, Project Cloverleaf. And there's also letters from union mechanics within some of these airlines that have been reprimanded or suspended because they wanted to know why they couldn't work on these systems, these spray systems on these planes. So, again, there's a lot of layers to this onion, and that's another way they can not only keep the economy artificially afloat, but have extra planes in the air to help disperse this material into the sky. So it's a very complex web, a lot of layers to the onion.
And remember, of course, that we had during the Second World War a secret program to develop atomic weapons. There were tens of thousands of people working on this program to develop the atom bomb. And no word ever got to the public until, of course, they dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And then everybody knew about the atom bomb. This whole program of geoengineering is exactly the same thing. Nobody dares talk, and if you do, why, it could be a lethal discussion. Anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
Well, one more thing, Dr. Stan, for Dane. Is there any sort of pattern as far as your studies have indicated, as far as the patterns of spraying? Are there particular areas of temperate that seems to be sprayed more, say, forested area opposed to a desert arid climate? Or does it seem like it's pretty even all above? Also, I saw that there was a large geoengineering spraying just recently over the Pacific Ocean. And it covered just a vast area, but the article I saw is that it seemed to really affect aquatic life. I don't know how long ago that was done. And
so are you talking about the iron that they put in, or what?
Yes, with the barium, aluminum.
I think that's quite different. There. Somebody just dumped, I don't know, hundreds of tons of iron into the ocean. Pacific off the coast of Canada, I suppose.
Yes, that was it, Dr. Stan. That was it.
Iron fertilization, again, plankton. You know, it's another form of geoengineering. But to answer your question, Matt, still, it still applies to the aerosol spraying, as you asked it. And yes, there does seem to be a criteria in which they spray more. And this is confirmed by geoengineers like David Keith. This is online. On the record, as far as their preferred area where they would spray, as storms and storm fronts are coming in front of those storm fronts is where they usually spray very heavily. And this is used, according to the geoengineers, as a broadcast platform. It helps to push those particulates out in front of the storm and keep them aloft. And there's more moisture there as well, which gives the particulates a greater effect. So we see heavy spraying in front of all storm fronts, and this, again, is siphoning off a lot of the rain. It migrates a lot of the rain.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies?
Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Federal Communications Act of 1934, Equal Time Rule, subsection 315A, stipulates and specifies that U.S. radio and television broadcast stations must provide an equivalent opportunity to any opposing political candidate who requests it. This means, for example, that if a station gives 1 minute to a candidate on prime time, it must do the same for another candidate. Provision B requires that broadcasters offer the time to candidates at the same rate as their most favored advertisers.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
Well, this is Dan here at the American Network. I guess this morning is Maine, Bloomington. Oh, let's get your website out once again. Get the website out, and then we'll take the caller on the line. How can people get
our website?
Website,
Dan, is geoengineeringwatch.org.
Geoengineeringwatch.org. Go there, ladies and gentlemen. Get the information. Help us get the information out. Who's calling in? Go ahead.
Where did you hear the information about the airline mechanics getting reprimanded for the finding piping for this spraying?
We're not being allowed to work on the on this part of the plane. What
there were letters posted online. I'm getting an echo back of mine. There was letters posted online. And I think these can be found with just a simple search. And they
go online and try to find it on Google. If you have problems, get in touch with Dana or with me, okay?
And again, look up Project Cloverleaf, and there's a lot of data, exactly what I stated, and all that should be available online.
I'm Project a Cloverleaf, airline mechanic okay. For a large airline in Colorado, and it's a worldwide airline, and I've worked maintenance at overhauls and line maintenance, and I read that letter at one time, and it's a farce. It's not true. There's no way that happened. They've got the tubing running out of the static wicks on the wings. There's absolutely no way that's going on with the airlines.
Well, you know, perhaps that might be true with that particular letter, and again, for you to state that you know that letter and that particular situation is untrue is no more a proof of anything than I can state that it for sure is true. But what I can tell you is true for sure is that there's a mountain of metal falling on us. That mountain matches this patent exactly. It was not there before. According to CARB, California Air Quality Resources Board, this is not migrating from China. They've done air studies like that. And I would ask, it sounds like you maybe think these programs are not going on, but again, I cite that as only one potential example, and I don't claim to know proof positive that that's authentic, but what we can say is commercial carriers have been identified with GPS tracking from the ground, leaving particulate trails behind them, naturally occurring vapor trails, according to NOAA's former data, which they don't publicize anymore, 70 below and 70% humidity. You simply don't have that very often, and you have the sky filled with particulate trails so much so that it's blocking 20% of the sun. So we could get stuck on one little detail like this, perhaps, but that does not negate the mountain of data that these programs absolutely exist.
It's got to be mixed in the fuel then, because there's absolutely no way that there's any place on the airplanes for them to fill up this particular material to spray out.
Well, you're talking about commercial airlines, aren't you?
Right, commercial.
Okay, do you know anything about
what I can cite is, again, if you look at Project Cloverleaf, which names a program to keep commercial aircraft in the air as part of this. That outlines a program that would indicate commercial aircraft are involved. But as far as them not spraying or this being a fuel additive, then I would cite, well, why would you have geoengineers stating specifically on the record this is a sprayed payload disbursement? Why would we have patents? And you can find this online as well for powder contrail generator for this express purpose of spraying. Why would we have very clear footage, very, very clear footage online? Some of this is on our own website of a plane with rear engines, rear jets, spraying out of the front wing. How is that possible without some sort of nozzles? And that may be a military aircraft, okay? On that particular footage, it might be a military aircraft, a KC-135 or something. But, again, there is footage where you have front wing spray coming out from a rear engine aircraft. So clearly, that's not going through the engines. And we also have very clear footage of whether it's a 747 supertanker, perhaps Evergreens, you have very clear footage of trails coming out the back of this jet that are not aligned. One kind of veers way out to the side. We see this all the time, and there's lots of footage of this. Is the jet engine mounted crooked? I don't think that's the case. So clearly this is some sort of nozzle disbursement on at least most of the aircraft.
Well, people can look the footage up
online, and they can watch this themselves. So I think that would be more convincing than anything I can say.
I think people have to differentiate commercial airlines from CIA Evergreen aircraft from certain military. And basically, I personally don't think that the commercial airlines as such, other than perhaps particulate matter in the fuel, are doing this. But I do believe that Evergreen, which is CIA spray planes, they're white planes, they're large planes, and certain military planes are doing this. Does our caller have anything else to say? I guess our caller went off the line.
You know, I would state on the record, too, Stan, that I only indicate that it appears that commercial aircraft carriers are involved, or aircraft are involved. And not to implicate pilots or this mechanic or anything in any way, I'm not pointing the finger at them because I can't possibly know that, but there have been numerous times commercial marked and logged planes leaving these particulate trails. So it appears that way, especially when you couple it with Project Cloverleaf, that this is the case. But I don't claim to know that for certain, but what we do know is that we're all breathing a mountain of metal that clearly is coming from these sprayed disbursements. So I hate to get caught in a little detail like that.
It's important from the mechanics point of view. I've talked to airline pilots who would agree, the commercial airlines, but they don't know, of course, what the military and Evergreen are doing. And anybody who has any question about the spraying needs to get our DVD. It's called Geoengineering with Rosalind Peterson. Amazing, amazing pictures on that DVD.
But not to assume again. I would never.
The other side is doing everything they can to confuse this, perhaps even putting up faulty letters on the internet to confuse us, to draw us away from the truth. We have one more caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Go ahead.
Okay. You guys are right on. You're spot on. There's no doubt about this. And the people that are confused due to mind control. I want to make an announcement, and then I'll get off.
I'm afraid that you're out of time. God bless you. Should have got on earlier. I'm going to make it tomorrow. Bye-bye. And thanks very much, Dane. We'll talk to you later. Appreciate you being with us today.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I believe it's an organized, orchestrated effort to confuse the issue of aerial spraying, but I am firmly convinced it is a reality. You need to go to Rosalind Peterson's website and California Skywatch. She has over 40,000 government documents and references. You can get them on the Internet, and certainly you need to get the information you need to see the DVDs we carry. One is called Why in the World Are They Spraying? One is called What in the World Are They Spraying? You can get Rosalind Peterson's excellent DVD. It's called Geoengineering, and we produce that one. Certainly you have permission to reproduce copies of Why in the World Are They Spraying? What in the World Are They Spraying? And Geoengineering, and get them out. There's another DVD. It's called Weather is a Weapon by Bob Fletcher. I can't give you permission to copy that, but it's well worthwhile getting. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, these things are going on. And certainly, as far as commercial airlines, I think that they have put something. There is actually, you look up on the in the Internet, you'll find out there's aluminum actually in the jet fuel. They've added aluminum to the jet fuel for whatever reason. I think it may very well be to contaminate our environment. But I do not necessarily believe that the average commercial airliner, that commercial airliners have nozzles on them. But I've seen many, many, a great deal of footage of government, whether it would be the Evergreen CIA Air Force, a very real Air Force out there, these large tanker planes or military tanker planes during the spraying, and you can actually see them sometimes up in the sky, not going from point A to point B, but going from point A to point B to back to A to B to A over and over again, just doing loop spraying in the sky. And when you see this, you suddenly begin to understand what they're up to. But there's been a marked increase in the amount of aluminum in our soil, in our water, in the snowpack, in the blubber of whales. Sydney, you get the reference on that. They've increased the blubber in the aluminum, the blubber of whales, 2,000 times. 2,000, I think, upon me, it's 2,000% increase in the aluminum in the blubber of whales. And you get that information from Rosalind. Find out if it's true. And remember, they're not only attacking us by poisoning the air. They're poisoning our food with GMO food, by aspartame in the food. They're poisoning our water with fluoride. They know exactly what they're doing. You need to get my information on the hidden agenda. That, of course, goes into water fluoridation. That's a talk and a syllabus. You need to get our talk on vaccinations. They're poisoning our children and poisoning our elderly with mercury. They know exactly what they're doing. How are they doing it? Well, they took the mercury out of childhood vaccines and immediately mandated that children would take a vaccine shot. They contained mercury. They took the mercury out of childhood vaccines and mandated that children take a influenza shot that contained mercury. Why would you do that? To poison the children, ladies and gentlemen. It's just that simple. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest you get a copy of my latest talk. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. 1-800-544-8927. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts,